Good morning and welcome to Netair's Q1 2010 results conference call. Hosting today's call will be Mr. Miroslav Gadlevski, President and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. John Istic, Chief Financial Officer. Following management formal comments, you will have the opportunity to ask questions. Mr. Gadlevski, you may now begin.
Thank you very much. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I believe by now you get used to predictability and continuous improvement of Netair's results, and I'm happy to say that first quarter 2010 results will definitely strengthen this trend. First of all, we have another quarter of subscriber base growth boost. We reached 603,000 broadband services at the end of the quarter, which is 37% up on a year-over-year basis and 8% up on a quarter-over-quarter basis. Our fixed broadband net addition share was estimated by us at 35% in the first quarter, which is the second best result since we started our broadband-focused strategy. Our voice subscribers base reached 1,173,000 services, which is also 6% growth on year-over-year basis and 1% on quarter-over-quarter basis. Our revenue was 387 million zlotys and grew both on year-over-year and quarter-over-quarter basis. We delivered very strong EBITDA growth again in the first quarter. And our EBIT profit, which Jonathan Istic, our CEO, will be talking about in more detail, was up on the previous quarter by 29%. That quarter was very positive for us on free cash flow flow basis, and also we are definitely progressing further on the rollout of unbundling of the local loop. By now, by end of the quarter, we have 307 nodes unbundled and almost 60,000 customers reached, and some more details on that will follow. In that first quarter, we launched a group-wide project called Clientomania, aiming at delivering market-leading customer satisfaction as another differentiating factor for us going forward. Today we'll be also happy to share with you an updated guidance where we push up our subscribers, broadband subscribers target to 700,000 subscribers. Throughout this conference call, we'll be referring to a presentation which we posted this night on our website, so you may also take a look at it as we will be going through the details of the results. Let me pass to Jonathan Istic, our CFO, to walk you through more details on our first quarter results.
Thank you very much, Mirek. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's my pleasure to take you through what I think is a very solid set of results for the first quarter of 2010. I'll be walking you through the presentation, and starting from slide 3, you find our presentation obviously on our website in the Investor Relations section. Starting from slide 3 on our position on broadband subscribers, as already mentioned, we finished the quarter at 603,000 broadband customers. That's up 37% on a year ago, up 8% sequentially. And we estimate our market share now has moved up from 10% at the end of December to about 10.5% of the total market at the end of the first quarter. Roughly 35% share in broadband additions across all technologies for Netair. So we're still the leader in terms of share of net additions. Most of those net additions were organic. We did 43,000 out of the 44,000 organically, with 1,000 of Ethernet bolt-on acquisitions during the quarter. Very important to look at the progress on LLU. We moved the LLU customer base up to 60,000 customers from 48,000 customers during the 3 months to March 31st. This was almost all organic sales, 1,000 of migrations, and about 11,000 of new sales. Our double play migration program was put on hold during the first quarter. As you'll recall from our previous conference call, we were having some customer care issues around the high, mainly caused by the high demand for our promotional offers, which meant it made sense to delay some of the non-essential activities that were putting load on our call center. So we did delay the migration of double play customers from Bitstream and WLR onto LLU. But that process has now restarted, and therefore we'd expect to see an acceleration again in the rate of growth of our LLU subscriber base from the second quarter onwards. One other comment, you'll notice no doubt that the broadband ARPU has dropped down slightly in the first quarter to 56 zloty from 60 zloty in Q4 and from 59 zloty a year earlier. This reflects a couple of things. First of all, over the last two quarters, we've added almost 100,000 organic net additions as a result of our aggressive promotions, mainly around double play customers, which are obviously the most profitable. So that has had a diluting effect on the broadband ARPU. Also, we made certain improvements to the way we allocate the revenue smoothly across the life of the contract during the fourth quarter, and those improvements actually boosted the fourth quarter revenue slightly. So the 60 zloty ARPU that you saw in the fourth quarter was marginally higher than it would have been without that adjustment. So the downward trend probably isn't as steep as these numbers would suggest. Moving on to the next slide, slide four, where we deal with the voice customer base. First quarter was very satisfactory for Netia. We increased the base by 15,000 customers, which was slightly better than the fourth quarter, and turned the downward trend that we've been seeing around. Overall, we've grown the voice subscriber base by 6% over the last 12 months to 1,173,000 customers. Because the voice line base in Poland continues to contract, that translates into steady improvement in market share. We now estimate that we have about 11.8% of the total telephony fixed telephony market in Poland. The blended ARPU is down 5.5% year on year. Most of the decline has come on the business segment. Our on network voice ARPU has dropped from 66 zloty to 60 zloty, and this obviously reflects the economic climate that we've been dealing with. The residential ARPUs, and particularly the WLR ARPUs, have been holding up much stronger than business ARPU over the last 12 months. Moving on to the next slide, the last 6 months have witnessed some very strong promotional campaigning and very good advertising. I'm going to hand back to Mirek for a second just to walk you through some information on brand awareness.
Yeah, thank you, John. It's really worth commenting. We've been working, as John said, on the past quarters, very intensive promotions, but really the past 3 years of our executing our broadband-focused strategy was about building a strong brand. So I'm really happy to comment on this slide number five, where you can see that our spontaneous awareness of Netia brand reached the level of 74%, which is absolutely second highest next to TP, which you combine really two brands together of TP and Neostrada as such. And on prompted awareness, we reached 97%, so really only 3% in the country of Czech population do not know Netia as a service, internet services provider. So we really became a synonym of internet. Internet equals Netia, Netia equals internet. It's really key if you think of going forward competitiveness of Netia. It's not only about lower price, it's about the first thing which comes to your mind when you think of who should provide your internet services. Customer service, thanks to Klientomania initiatives, which we touched on, will become another factor of winning proposition of Netia in the years to come. So we've built a very strong fundament for us for the future, not only for the past quarter results. But I'll hand back to John to talk about more of the financials right now.
Thank you, Mirek. Yes, moving on to slide six, we have the key financial results for the quarter and compared to the four quarters of 2009. So we finished the first quarter of 2010 with revenue of 387 million zloty, 3% up on a year ago, and slightly up on Q4. Gross margin was 126.8 million zloty, with a 32.8% margin level. You'll notice that the margin's down on the fourth quarter, where we had 137 million zloty. But I draw your attention to the fact that one of the impacts of the settlement with Telekomunikacja Polska was to release certain reserves that we had for costs of regulated access, which actually resulted in a 10 million credit going through the gross profit line in Q4. So if you reverse that out, then gross margin looks very steady at the 33% level quarter to quarter. Adjusted EBITDA has moved on very nicely to 90.8 million zloty, up 27% year on year, and the margin has moved up to 23.5%. As you'll see on the following slides, the cost reductions resulting from the profit project and also from the Tele2 Polska integration have really started to show through in the numbers, particularly in sales and distribution and general and administration costs. We'll go through that in a few moments. As a result, EBIT continues to improve. We finished the quarter with 19.6 million zloty of EBIT compared to negative 3 million a year ago. And our net net profit after tax of 14.3 million zloty, that's 4 groszy per share. Our cash position remains very very strong. We had 206 million zloty in cash or in government bills as at the end of March. On the one hand, obviously, we had, unfortunately, to hand over almost 60 million zloty to the tax authorities as we continue to appeal against their assessment of our 2003 tax liability. On the other hand, the business has been extremely cash generative during the quarter. Although we had to pay down a lot of payables from investments made during the fourth quarter of 2009. So the net result is that the cash balance fell from 240 million to 206 million zloty over the three-month period. Available credit lines remains at a level of 295 million zloty, same facility as we've as previously. So moving on to slide seven, you can see here the revenue breakdown. Data revenues continues to grow strongly. It's up 17% year on year. 20% percentage points of that growth is coming from broadband, 1% from new acquisitions of Ethernet operators. And very importantly to remember the gradual sell down of the P4 transmission contract. As of Q1, it's now two-thirds completed. That accounts for a negative 4 percentage points of growth in revenue. There's only one more installment of P4 transmission equipment to be sold, which will occur on the 1st of July. When looking at voice revenues, you see a decline from 204 million zloty in the first quarter of 2009, marginally down to 198 million zloty in the first quarter of 2010. Direct voice is actually holding up very well. As I mentioned earlier, we had 6% more customers or more lines served and a 5.5% ARPU decline. So actually the direct voice revenue has grown from 184 to 187 million zloty first quarter versus first quarter. On the other hand, obviously, we continue to lose revenue on the CPS or indirect access customer base, which we treat as non-strategic. We treat it as a source of potential cross-sell, but we're not doing anything to maintain that base of customers, and the revenue there continues to run off. Moving on to slide 8, I'm now going to take you through some key data on each of our four operational segments. We'll start with the residential segment, which continues to be our main engine of growth behind our broadband strategy. Revenues moved on to 206 million zloty in the first quarter. It's 11% up on a year ago. And our EBITDA margin continues to tick up. It's now up to 16% for this segment. This is coming despite the broadband net additions being 65% higher than they were a year ago. So this is a tremendous performance and shows the impact of the cost reductions. It also reflects a higher proportion of double play customers in the customer base. And this is new information, in fact, which you can see on the lower graph on the left-hand side of slide 8. 24% of the services that we sell are sold in to the home market are sold in bundles, and you can see there the trend. That's up from 15% of the total in Q1 a year ago. So you can see here the gradual improvement that comes from our focus on, first of all, selling double plays, and secondly, cross-selling and upselling to create double play customers within our customer base. You can also see the share of the total capital expenditures going on the residential segment on the top right-hand side there. And you can see from that that cash flow-wise, this segment is now generating good cash flow for the business. The next slide deals with our small business segment, Soho SME. Soho SME has really taken the brunt of the economic slowdown in Poland, as one would expect. The customer base is growing very strongly. We had a very good first quarter. We're now up to 210,000 total services sold to SME customers. 40% of those services are sold in a bundled form, so voice and data services to the same client. But the ARPUs here are under significant pressure as customers look for cost savings in the economic environment that we face. So as a result, the revenue has been slightly down from 45 million for the first quarter of 2009 to 44 million for the first quarter of 2010. The faster rate of acquisition is the major reason for the slight deterioration in EBITDA margin on this segment that you see on the graph. Corporate segment continues to chug along very nicely, generating good cash flow for the business. We have basically flat revenue on a year ago, which is a very creditable performance in the economic environment that we have. 88 million zloty of revenue in the first quarter of 2010. You'll notice that data revenues are creeping up slowly within the mix, and we'd expect this trend to continue. EBITDA margins on this segment are obviously much higher than on the residential segment because we're relying much more on our own infrastructure, and therefore we have higher depreciation costs on this segment, but much, much higher EBITDA margins, with 55% margin seen in the first quarter of the year. carrier segment also runs very steadily. We have 48 million zloty of revenue in the first quarter of 2010. The loss of what was a very profitable P4 transmission contract, although somewhat risky, obviously, as we've discussed on previous calls, hasn't had a massive impact on the EBITDA margin. We continue to run with EBITDA margins north of 50% in this segment. Moving on to slide 12, I mentioned already the good progress on operating expenses. This slide gives you a couple of views on how well things have been going. First of all, the proportion of our expenses that we don't allocate into the customer segments, you can see on the top left-hand side of the graphic here. Those unallocated expenses are down to 39 million from 47 million zloty in Q1 a year ago. Q4, actually, you see a number even lower of 30 million zloty, but that again reflects the impact of the TP settlement, which we didn't push down to the segment level. We held that as a corporate gain. So good progress between Q4 and Q1. Looking from another perspective, sales and distribution, general and administration cost to revenue. As percentages of revenue, we're down from combined 34% down to a combined 30% of Netia revenues year on year. So there you really see the core reason for the EBITDA improvement over the last 12 months, the result of the profit project and the Tele2 synergies. Headcount continues to tick downward. You see first quarter 2010 we had 1,359 active headcount, down from 1,557 12 months ago. Capital investment shown on the next slide. We're down capital investment down significantly on 12 months ago. We had 19% of revenue and 70 million zloty invested in the first quarter of 2009. This year, 29 million zloty, 8% of revenue. There's a number of reasons for that. There is, as you'll be aware from the guidance, an overall downward trend in the capital investment for the year as a whole. But in Q1 of last year, we were also completing a number of projects that had been held over from the end of 2008, which pushed up the capital expenditure. Also this year, we don't have to incur costs around the migration of Tele2 customers onto the Netia IT systems, and we don't have any significant expenditure on the P4 contract. So all those things together result in a much lower CapEx figure. Obviously that is going to tick up again over the next two or three quarters, as the guidance for the full year is 220 million zloty. Free cash flow wise, the slide on the right hand side here compares EBITDA to investment spending. Obviously the free cash flow widened considerably on this measure to 64 million zloty from basically zero in Q1 of 2009. So that's a tremendous performance. As I mentioned, there's always a lag in making investment payables relative to when the investments go onto the balance sheet. So cash generation was somewhat lower than the 64 million during the quarter as we paid down payables from Q4. On slide 14, I'll just quickly take you through the adjustments to EBITDA and the net profitability. We booked a 2.9 million zloty gain on the disposal of the second tranche of the P4 transmission equipment. The sale went through on the 1st of January of 2010, and a few minor expenses still relating to the profit project were also excluded from adjusted EBITDA. So that brought our total EBITDA for the quarter to 93.5 million zloty, up 34% on Q1 a year ago. Depreciation and amortization is up only 1% at 74 million zloty, which enabled our EBIT to move up to 19.6 million zloty. You'll also notice a income tax expense being recognized. As you'll recall, we booked a significant almost 90 million zloty of deferred tax assets in the fourth quarter, reflecting our confidence in the future profitability of the group. Obviously, the quid pro quo for that is that we now start to recognize deferred tax expenses in the P&L as that asset gets absorbed. So net profit, 14.3 million zloty. So overall, we're very much on track for our guidance. I'm going to hand it back to Mirek to walk you through that guidance and make some closing remarks.
Yeah, thank you, John. As you said, broadband subscribers in our new guidance is up, while all other guidance parameters are maintained. So after the first quarter, we are extremely confident with all of what we've shared with you in terms of the targets at the beginning of the year. Our EBITDA guidance, you may wonder if you look at it after the first quarter performance, which was very, very strong, we maintain it as we are expecting higher costs of subscriber acquisitions due to accelerated sales of voice services in the second half of the year. And you should expect also a slightly higher number of voice services acquired than it was the case in the first quarter, as well as cost of migration onto LLU should kick in toward the second part of the year, in the second quarter, as we are migrating more customers onto LLU. We are guiding for full year 2010 to be net profitable, with a free cash flow generation to reach 140 million zlotys, as indicated earlier. Also, probably just as a reminder, our Ethernet acquisitions will come on top of whatever is shown in this guidance right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, just summarizing, first quarter of 2010 is another excellent quarter, both in sales performance, especially in residential and SME segments, but also in terms of operating efficiency gains, mostly delivered through Project Profit and Tele2 synergies, which delivered 146 million savings, respectively, if you annualize it for 2010. You've seen a great performance on our two-play sales, but this remains our focus for balance of the year, as well as migration into LLU, which is another source of profitability improvement going forward. As you can see from our both operating performance, operational performance, as well as balance sheet, we are very well positioned for any major acquisitions which may come along in the nearest future. Also, from the recent discussions and recent changes in the market regarding pricing shift toward faster speed services, I have to say we welcome it a lot, as it is another, the way we see it, another booster to sales. We've been very quickly matching what our competitor did. As a matter of fact, we've been expecting for it, because this is helping to stabilize or even increase slightly ARPU on new services or new customers to acquire. And if such a price decrease comes on lower speeds, this would also be positive to further market development, as this would lower the entry barrier for new customers, while those who are already our competitors' customers will definitely not be going backward, not going back to lower speeds. So those developments as a result of the settlement from the fourth quarter last year are very positive, both to the market development as well as to Netia, as you can see also through our first quarter results. Also, I'll let me mention once again that going forward there's going to be a strong focus on customer care from our side and overall quality of delivering services, and it's all packaged under new Customer First or Clientomania project. This project is of a similar significance to us as it was profit in 2009, and I'm very confident we will be reporting major key performance indicator improvements on that front in quarters to come. With that, I would be very happy to receive any questions you might have, and thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind and wish to withdraw your question, please press 7 again. You will be advised when to ask your question. Okay, we have no questions coming through, so just to remind you, if you wish to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad now. Okay, we have the first question coming from the line of Anna Bosang from UniCredit. Please go ahead, Anna.
Yes, thanks very much. Well done. A nice set of results, I thought. I just have one question on the recognition of profits from P4. I had assumed they'd be in the financials line wrongly. I think you put 2-point-something million in the EBITDA line. Was there another profit amount in the financials line, or how was that split up?
No, this is a purely commercial contract, Anna, so... It goes through in other income, mm-hmm. And is within EBITDA, but obviously for comparability purposes we exclude it from the adjusted EBITDA.
Right, but I
it's of a one-off nature.
Was it supposed to be 5 million profit originally? It was.
Sorry?
I thought the profit this quarter was supposed to be 5 million from the sale.
It came out a little bit lower than we expected it to.
Okay.
You know, it's still within the range. We recognised, I think, 5.5 million on the first tranche. This one's coming a little bit lower. Somewhere between 3 and 5 should be the final tranche, we think.
Okay. And my second question is, Multimedia Pulse in the last few days has said they're interested in entering the business telecoms market, broadband and voice. I just wonder what you think about the potential for a threat to your business side from cable operators.
Yeah, this is not the first and probably not the last cable operator saying it. There was an operator of similar size announcing it, I guess, 2 years ago. And nothing major happened which would be hurting our business, so we don't expect nothing new this time. It's mostly due to, first of all, lack of product services experience, and secondly, very limited network those cable guys have, and we've seen it with other cable provider competitors.
Excellent. That's very good news. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Anna. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 7 on your telephone keypad now. And a final reminder, please press 7 to ask your question. Okay, as there are no further questions, I will turn the call over to Mr. Gadlewski to his final comments.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. I take no questions as a vote of confidence and information that our results are very transparent and readable. And we are, as always, looking forward to any follow-ups you would wish to have with us on one-on-one basis. Thank you very much for your attention and have a good day. Goodbye.
Thank you for joining today's conference. You may now replace your handset.